The Holy Cross neighborhood is tucked up against the levee in the lower Ninth Ward. It takes its name from the historic Holy Cross School. The school flooded after Katrina and reopened in Gentilly. They left behind a 13-acre campus of rolling fields reaching to the levees and a vacant administration building with its graceful wrought iron balconies. There aren't a lot of parks in the lower nine, so the levee is used for exercise, picnicking, and relaxing.
So it's a very friendly, old country-like atmosphere, and we look in people's faces and greet each other.
Kim Ford is the vice president of the Holy Cross Neighborhood Association. She says the proposed condo development is threatening to interrupt the small-town feel of Holy Cross. In one community meeting about the project, Ford says she thought the developer and the district city councilman seemed too cozy.
I watched the councilman and the developer sitting up there like they were best of friends, laughing and chatting while the people in my community were in total distress. So I said, you know what? This has got to change. Can't no longer just sit back and be an army of one.
So she organized her neighbors to march in protest of the plan.
One of my neighbors made signs. You know, we worked together to get our little crew together, and we marched saying, I'm from the nine, you can't take mine.
Vanessa Geringer marched with her. Geringer is a longtime Lower Nine activist and lifetime resident who has never shied away from clashing with elected officials over the direction of recovery. She says that the same people who are absent from community meetings are the first to speak at city meetings when the cameras are on. She believes the developer has made empty promises to the community.
You feed into people's hunger to have jobs in the community, and then they say, oh, well, we can bring you a grocery store and we can bring you a school. You know, folks say, well, you know, it's going to provide housing. Well, housing for who?
The developer of the project, Angela O'Byrne, believes change is what is needed in the Lower Nine.
I think this is a change, and change is hard. It's especially hard when people are unsure, right? So kind of fear of the unknown, of what is this really going to look like? What is it going to feel like?
O'Byrne says ignorance is the main reason people are opposed to the plan.
I think it's pretty common whenever you're looking for a zoning change to get some opposition from folks. And I think they're going to love it when it's done. I do believe that.
Sarah DeBacher is not so sure. She moved to Holy Cross with her husband 6 years ago. DeBacher's backyard is right next to the proposed development. She has spent most of the last year in community meetings organizing alternative plans for the school site. What angered her most was a PR campaign by the developer to generate support after talks with the neighborhood association stalled out.
When it became clear to them that they weren't going to be getting that community support, they needed to create something that would allow them to manufacture the illusion of community support.
The illusion of community support included a website created by the developer called Revive Lower Nine. At first glance, it seems to be a general interest site dedicated to the revival of the neighborhood, but it's actually part of the developer's PR campaign devised to generate support for the condos. Oddly, a news article promoting the project appeared in a student newspaper in Massachusetts and was later retracted because of a conflict of interest. It turns out, the author of the article works for the company that O'Byrne hired to run the PR campaign. Petitions in support of the project included properties with falsified information. And fueling even more suspicion about the developer's intentions? An unsigned contract between Angela O'Byrne and a political consultant promised to deliver positive media stories and supportive speakers at public meetings. O'Byrne denies ever seeing the contract.
The developer is doing some pretty awful stuff with this marketing campaign.
Sarah DeBacher looks out towards the site of the condo towers, knowing what's at stake isn't just the building.
I really do feel like we are on the right side of a moral issue about how development gets driven and who drives development. And in my heart of hearts, I think that we will be able to get through our city to our city council people.
While the developer waits for the necessary permission, the neighborhood waits for the next move. The ultimate decision will be reached at this Thursday's city council meeting. For WWNO and The Lens, I'm Karen Gadbois.